45. Bill, January 2165, Epsilon Eridani.
Incoming Scott communication from Alpha Centauri.
Cool! I put down the file I'd been working on. Calvin or Goku?
Bart.
I raised an eyebrow at Guppy and got exactly the same reaction as always. I sighed and grabbed the connection. Bill here. Hey, Bill, this is Bart. I'm from Calvin's first cohort. Wow, this is really... I popped into Bart's VR. It was a little rude doing that without an invitation, but I always got a kick out of the surprised look on my face. I liked Bart's VR right away. He'd set up a rustic log cabin with a cast-iron wood-burning stove, a fireplace, heavy handmade furniture, and lots of rugs and blankets. It reminded me of a place my father used to take us for vacations when I was a child. Bart was sitting in the big old rocking chair in which Dad used to spend most of his time relaxing. He had the look. I mentally added another notch to my scut cabinet. Holy! I laughed at his boggled expression. Welcome to BobNet. Instant communications up to about 25 light years. So, Bart, what happened to Calvin and Goku? Bart took a moment to examine the VR quality before answering. They all did that. The guys reconnoitered Alpha Centauri A and B exactly as set out in the mission profile. They found a Brazilian factory in full swing in A, and the wreckage of a USE probe and auto factory in B. I guess we can consider the USE probe accounted for. Bart did a half shrug. They executed a sneak attack on the Brazilian installation. The modifications for the version 3 Heavens are really effective, by the way, and wiped it out. Excellent. Any colonizable planets? No. Bart shook his head slowly. The system is great for resources and such, but nothing livable. And not completely excellent, by the way. One of the Brazilian probes got away, although we don't think it was completed yet, so it may be unarmed. And it may not have the autofactory equipment loaded in. I thought for a second. Not great news. Medeiros may try to hijack someone else's installation, or maybe skulk around for a while and then raid you guys. We set up early warning systems, not to worry, and we scanned the system pretty thoroughly. I think he'll head elsewhere. I shrugged. It wasn't worth dwelling on. We couldn't track him at this point, so we just have to wait until he showed up somewhere else. Anyway, Bart continued, Calvin and Goku set up a Bob factory, then left as soon as one of us was ready to take over. I built the scut when I received your transmission, and that brings us up to date. I accepted the folder that Bart pushed toward me and took a moment to scan it. Nothing earth-shattering. I was impressed, and a little smug, at how well the version 3 improvements had worked. Medeiros would have to significantly up his game if he wanted to compete now. I'm glad to see a Bob factory in operation, I said. I've been a little remiss in that department since I sent out the last group. I can feel less guilty now. Bart smiled in return. We spent a few minutes getting caught up, and Bart promised to pop by occasionally for a game of scrub baseball. With Bart and the other two Bobs currently being completed, we finally had enough to fill the positions all the way to the outfield.